Welcome to Zichur Daf Sim Monday. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldreich, and today Maseches Gittin, Daf Lamed Aleph, the third parak of Haget. The Zichur Maseches Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zichur Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the three daves we're going to focus on, number one, is taught in the Braisa. Abba Lazim Ben Gamua says, it was stated in the Pasek, V'nechshav lechem trumas chem, and your truma shall be reckoned to you. B'shtei trumas akasim adabra, the Pasek speaks of two trumas. The first phrase, addressing Levim, refers to trumas meiser, and the latter part of the Pasek discusses truma gadoa, which is standard truma. This teaches to compare the two. Keshem shet truma gadoa nitalas ba'omid, just as standard truma is taken off by estimation. Although the rabbis issued recommended percentages for truma, the amount need not be measured since biblically, even a single kernel is sufficient for all his grain, ubamachshava, and it may be mentally designated without physical or verbal designation, kach trumas meiser nitalas ba'omid ubamachshava. So may trumas meiser be taken off by estimation, even though there is a required percentage. Ukeshem sheyesh lo reshus l'baal bais litrum truma gadoa, and just as the produce owner has the right to separate standard truma, kach yesh lo reshus l'baal bais litrum trumas meiser, so may the produce owner separate trumas meiser, although the meiser itself belongs to the Levi and not him. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, Haminiach peros lios mafri shalehen truma u'maisros. One who sets aside produce to separate truma and maiser with them for his other produce, maus lios mafri shalehen maiser sheni, or coins with which to redeem maiser sheni, mafri shalehen becheskin shen kayamin. He can separate with them with the assumption that they still exist. Im abdu, if they were discovered to be lost, and it's unknown when they became lost, he must be concerned about 24 hours, according to Rabbi Elazar. Amoraim disagree about this time frame. Rabbi Yochanan says, me'es la'es shobedika. We're concerned about the last 24 hours before the examination, which discovered the loss. Any truma taken during that time period cannot be relied on. However, they are assumed to have been in existence until then, and any truma taken before is valid. Beleza, the son of Rabbi Yanai, says, Me'es la'es shahanacha. We're only confident about the first 24-hour period after setting aside the produce. Any truma taken after that time is unreliable. The Gemara adds that the other Tanaim disagree with our Mishnah and hold that even truma taken immediately is suspect. And point number three, the Gemara discusses several aspects of the power of the east wind. The Pasuk says, V'hi gizruch ha-shemesh v'yaman elokim ruch kadim charishis, and it was when the sun rose that Kosh Baruch Hu prepared a strong east wind. Rabbi explained the term charishis from the word silence. B'shal shemen ha-sheves mashtekas ko ha-ruchas mepanel. When the east wind blows, it silences all other winds, meaning it overpowers the coolness of other winds. Another drasha is brought, Asher b'gadech ho-chamim b'hashkid eretz midarum. You whose garments are worn when the earth is silent of the south wind. Rav Chisda explained, Emasai b'gadech ho-chamim, when are your garments worn? B'shal shehishkid eretz midarum, at a time when the earth is silent from the coolness of the south wind. Because when it, the east wind, blows, it silences all the winds before it. Amoraim described other adverse effects of the east wind. Rav said, Isha mepelesbo, a woman miscarries because of it. Shmuel said, Afil margalit shebiyam markevesbo, even a pearl in the sea rots because of it. Rabbi Yochanan said, Afil shiv chazer shebimei isha mesrechesbo, even semen in a woman's womb decays because of it. All three are darshan from a single pasuk. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, it was taught in a braisa. Abba Elazar ben Gamla says, it was stated in the Pasek, V'nechshav lechem trumas chem, and your truma shall be reckoned to you. B'shtei trumas akasim adabra, the Pasek speaks of two trumas. The first phrase, addressing Levim, refers to trumas meiser, and the latter part of the Pasek discusses truma gadoa, which is standard truma. This teaches to compare the two. Keshem shet truma gadoa nitalas ba'omid, just as standard truma is taken off by estimation. Although the rabbis issued recommended percentages for truma, the amount need not be measured since biblically, even a single kernel is sufficient for all his grain, ubamachshava, and it may be mentally designated without physical or verbal designation, kach trumas meiser nitalas ba'omid ubamachshava. So may trumas meiser be taken off by estimation, even though there is a required percentage. Ukeshem sheyesh lo reshus l'baal bais litrum truma gadoa, and just as the produce owner has the right to separate standard truma, kach yesh lo reshus l'baal bais litrum trumas meiser, so may the produce owner separate trumas meiser, although the meiser itself belongs to the Levi and not him. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, Haminiach peros lios mafri shalehen truma u'maisros. One who sets aside produce to separate truma and meiser with them for his other produce, maus lios mafri shalehen meiser sheni, or coins with which to redeem meiser sheni, mafri shalehen becheskin shen kayamin. He can separate with them with the assumption that they still exist. Im abdu, if they were discovered to be lost, and it's unknown when they became lost, he must be concerned about 24 hours, according to Rabbi Elazar. Amoraim disagree about this time frame. Rabbi Yochanan says, Me'es la'es shobedika. We're concerned about the last 24 hours before the examination, which discovered the loss. Any truma taken before Any treatment taken during that time period cannot be relied on. However, they are assumed to have been in existence until then, and any treatment taken before is valid. Beleza, the son of Rabbi Yannai, says, Me'eis la'eis shahanacha. We're only confident about the first 24-hour period after setting aside the produce. Any truma taken after that time is unreliable. The Gemara adds that the other Tanaim disagree with our Mishnah and hold that even truma taken immediately is suspect. And point number three, the Gemara discusses several aspects of the power of the east wind. The Pasuk says, V'hi gezruach ha-shemesh v'yaman elokim ruach kadim charishis, and it was when the sun rose that Kadosh Baruch Hu prepared a strong east wind. Rabbi explained the term charishis from the word silence. B'shal shemenasheves mashtekas koharuchas mepanel. When the east wind blows, it silences all other winds, meaning it overpowers the coolness of other winds. Another drasha is brought. Asher b'gadecho chamim b'hashkid eretz midarom. You whose garments are worn when the earth is silent of the south wind. Rav Chisda explained, Emasai b'gadecho chamim, one of your garments worn, b'shal shehishkid eretz midarom, at a time when the earth is silent from the coolness of the south wind. Because when it, the east wind, blows, it silences all the winds before it. Amoraim describe other adverse effects of the east wind. Rav said, Isha mepelesbo, a woman miscarries because of it. Shmuel said, Afil margalit shebiyam markevesbo, even a pearl in the sea rots because of it. Rabbi Yochanan said, Afil shiv chazer shebimei isha mesrechesbo, even semen in a woman's womb decays because of it. All three are darshan from a single pasuk. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Lamed Aleph, and our standard Siman is associated with the law, and we use a judge for the Siman, a judge. So here goes. Judge Green, who was running a be-your-own-judge booth at the county fair, letting people estimate on their own how much Truma and Truma's Meisters to separate, was busy explaining to a distraught visitor what to do, having discovered that the stored produce he had set aside to separate for Truma and Meister was missing, when all of a sudden a strong east wind blew, blowing his white wig off his head. Once again, it's a motion. Judge Green, judge, that must be more on Duff. Lamed Aleph, the law, judge. Judge Green, who was running a be-your-own-judge booth at the county fair, letting people estimate on their own how much Truma and Truma's Meisters to separate, which reminds us, we learn from the Pasuk, V'nechshav lechem Truma's chem, and your Truma shall be reckoned to you, b'shei Truma's akasim adabra. The Pasuk speaks of two Trumas, Truma and Truma's Meisters, and k'shem she Truma gadol, and he tells ba'omet, and just as standard Truma is taken off by estimation, uba machshava, and it may be mentally designated without physical or verbal designation, kach Truma's Meisters, and he tells ba'omet, uba machshava, so may Truma's Meisters be taken off by estimation, even though there is a required percentage. And just as the produce owner has the right to separate standard truma, so may the produce owner separate truma's meiser, although the meiser itself belongs to the Levi and not him. So Judge Green, who is running a be-your-own-judge booth at the county fair, letting people estimate on their own how much Truma and Truma's Meisters to separate, was busy explaining to a distraught visitor what to do, having discovered that the stored produce he had set aside to separate for Truma's and Meiser was missing, which reminds us, one who sets aside other produce to separate Truma and Meiser with him for his other produce, he can separate with them with the assumption that they still exist, im abdu, if they were discovered to be lost, and it's unknown when they became lost, he must be concerned about 24 hours according to Belazar. Amoraim disagree about this time frame of Me'es La'es. So Judge Green, who is running a be-your-own-judge booth at the county fair, letting people estimate on their own how much Truma and Truma's Meiser to separate, was busy explaining to a distraught visitor what to do, having discovered that the stored produce he had set aside to separate for Truma and Meiser was missing, when all of a sudden a strong east wind blew, blowing his white wig off his head, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the power of the east wind. So once again, Judge Green, who is running a be-your-own-judge booth at the county fair, letting people estimate on their own how much Truma and Truma's Meiser to separate, was busy explaining to a distraught visitor what to do, having discovered that the stored produce he had set aside to separate from Truma and Meiser was missing, when all of a sudden a strong east wind blew, blowing his white wig off his head. All right, so now it's time for Forbala Bach Hazara. Dav Chav Zayin. So the Simmer Dav Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The caravan with a traveling band of green kazoo players. Kazoo? That must be more on Dav Chazayin. The caravan with the traveling band of green kazoo players who found a lost get on the side of the road, which reminds us, the next mission states, maybe get va'avet men of one who was bringing a get and lost it. If he found it immediately, it's valid. But if not, it's invalid. Out of concern, it was written for another man and woman of the same names. The Gemara asks that this contradicts another mission, which implies that a get could be used by the husband even if it was recovered after a long time. Rabbi answered, Kamba Makmusha Shios Mitsuyos, our missions where caravans are common, increasing the possibility that it fell from someone else, whereas the other missions where caravans are uncommon, therefore we're not concerned the get was someone else's even after a long time. So the caravan with a traveling band of green kazoo players who found a lost get on the side of the road and noticed it had a simon muvhak of a hole next to a particular letter, which reminds us, Rav Ashi offers a third explanation for the contradiction. The mission which allows using a found get indefinitely is where he says there's a hole next to a particular letter in the get, the Havali simon muvhak, because it's a uniquely identifying mark and may be relied on even with regard to gittin. The Gemara clarifies that Rav Ashi would only be willing to rely on a truly distinctive mark, such as identifying the spot of the hole, but if he merely says it has a hole somewhere, it's insufficient basis to return a get. So the caravan with the traveling band of green kazoo players who found a lost get on the side of the road and noticed it had a simon muvhak of a hole next to a particular letter played their kazoos joyfully when the shliach who lost it immediately found it before they passed by and had a chance to set up camp, which reminds us, a braisa teaches ezu shalola alter, what interval is not considered immediate. The Gemara cites six opinions, the first being Rabbi Nassim, who says enough time for a caravan to have passed and set up camp since it may have fallen from a traveler. Daf Chav Ches. So the Zimmer Daf Chav Ches is a strong man. So here goes. The 100-year-old strongman, that must be on Daf Chav Ches, Koach. The 100-year-old strongman who ate his daily serving of green spinach while his shliach gave a get to his wife on the assumption that he was still alive, which reminds us, the next mishnah states, Hamevi get v'henichu zaken ochol. If one brings a get and left the husband old or ill, he may give it to the wife with the assumption he's still alive. Rava says this does not apply to someone who reached the advanced age of 80 or is deathly ill. Abai challenged him from a brisa which teaches that a get may be given even if the husband is 100 years old. The Gemara first says this refutes Rava. Alternatively, it answers, Kaven the iflig, since he is shown himself to be different from others and having reached such an old age, he has shown himself different, and it can continue to be assumed he is alive. So the 100-year-old strongman who ate his daily serving of green spinach while shliach gave a get to his wife on the assumption that he was still alive decided to send another shliach with a get to his other wife to be effective 1 hour before his death, which would require to stop eating truma immediately, which reminds us, Abaya asks that our mishnah's ruling is contradicted from a braisa which states that if a kohen said to his wife, here's your get to take effect 1 hour before I die, she's immediately prohibited from eating truma on her husband's account because we suspect this hour may be his last. This contradicts our mishnah which taught we can continue to assume the husband is alive, both regarding gittin and eating truma. Abai answers that the views in the braisa and our mishnah reflect a machlokes tanaim if we're concerned about the possibility of death. Rava gives a different explanation. So the 100-year-old strong man who ate his daily serving of green spinach while his shliach gave a get to his wife on the assumption that he was still alive decided to send another shliach with a get to his other wife to be effective 1 hour before his death, which would require him to stop eating truma immediately, and gave him some bribe money to save a friend from a non-Jewish executioner, which reminds us, in the next mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Parta said three rulings, the third one regarding one going out to be tried for execution, shehem becheskes kayamim, they're presumed to be alive. If one was sentenced to death and goes out to execution, then nosin alem chumri chayim v'chumri meisim, we apply to them the stringencies of being alive and the stringencies of being dead. Rav Yosef qualifies the second ruling of the Mishnah only regarding a Jewish court, which seeks acquittal even after sentencing, to suspect he was never executed, but regarding a non-Jewish court, we can assume he was killed. Although they accept bribes, they do not after the verdict is signed. In another version, Rav Yosef said our Mishnah only applies to non-Jewish courts because they do accept bribes. Regarding a Jewish court, however, we can assume that he was killed because acquittal is remote. Daf Chav Tes. So this word Daf Chav Tes is a cot. So here goes. The sick shliach bringing a get in Eretz Yisrael lying on a green cot. Cot? That must be more in Daf Chav Tes. The sick shliach bringing a get in Eretz Yisrael lying on a green cot and giving a shlichus to another, which reminds us, the next mishnah states, Hamevi get be'Eretz Yisrael b'chol, one who is bringing a get inside Eretz Yisrael, which does not require saying b'fanin echtav, and took ill, ha'izim b'shalcho b'yadachar, he may send it with another. This is only true if the shlich took ill and could not complete the shlichus. So the sick shlich bringing a get in Eretz Yisrael lying on a green cot and giving his shlichus to another got a distressing call that a colleague of his delivering a get in Medina Siyam also took sick and passed away on a green cot after successive shluchim had been appointed, which reminds us, Rabbi said that a shlich inside Eretz Yisrael may appoint a series of shluchim even outside a basin. Ravashi said, im meis rishon batul kulan. If the first shliach dies, all the rest are voided because they're all shulchim of the first. Marba Ravashi said his father was mistaken. If the husband dies, is there any substance to the shulchim's appointment? Certainly not. Rather, all are shulchim of the husband. And as long as he is alive, their shlichus is still in force, even if the first shliach dies. So the sixth shliach bringing a get in Eretz Yisrael lying on a green cot and giving a shlichus to another got a distressing call that a colleague of his delivering a get in Medinas Yam also took sick and passed away on a green cot after successive shluchim had been appointed, whom had not been given the authority to effect divorce, but merely to hand the get to a rabbi to deliver. Which reminds, the Gemara relates the following incident. A shliach for a get told the husband he would not recognize the wife to deliver the get to her, so the husband told him to give it to Abba Brahman Yumi to deliver it. He could not find Abba, and Amoraim instructed him to give the get to them, and they would give it to Abba when he comes. Rav Safra objected, but he's a shliach who was not given the authority to effect divorce. Since he was told to hand the get to another, not to deliver it, he cannot effect divorce, and so he cannot appoint a shliach. Daf Lamed, so the Simur Daf Lamed is a Melamed. So here goes. The children in the Green Farmhouse School who watched Rabbi Green their Rebbe, Rebbe? That must be on Daf Lamed, Melamed. The children in the Green Farmhouse School who watched Rabbi Green their Rebbe lend money to a Kohen, saying he would separate Truma from his crop and keep it as payment for a loan. Which reminds, the Gemara brings three explanations for how one is able to lend money to a Kohen with the agreement to keep his Truma for himself as payment. So the children in the Green Farmhouse School who watched Rabbi Green their Rebbe lend money to a Kohen saying he would separate Truma from his crop and keep it as payment for a loan. Were surprised they collected from the Kohen's heirs when he passed away, since the loan was made in Beis Din, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if the loan and arrangement were made in Beis Din and the borrower died, the lender can continue to collect his loan from the Truma without the heir's permission. So the children in the Green Farmhouse School who watched Rabbi Green their Rebbe lend money to a Kohen saying he would separate Truma from his crop and keep it as payment for a loan. Were surprised that he collected from the Kohen's heirs when he passed away, since the loan was made in Beis Din. And then he told his neighbor the Levi, my father told me before he died that Miser of yours is in my possession, which meant the Levi must separate Truma's Miser because the amount wasn't specified, which reminds us. Ravashi explains that if Yisrael told the Levi, my father told me that Miser of yours or your father's is in my possession, because the amount was not specified, we can assume the father did not separate his Truma's Miser before dying, and the Levi must separate it. But if the father told him that he has a Korb Miser in his possession, we are not concerned about his Truma's Miser. Since its volume is defined, its owner certainly prepared it for use by separating Truma's Miser. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which is the one that if the loan and arrangement were made in Beis Din and the borrower died, the lender can continue to collect his loan from the Truma without the heir's permission? That's on Daf Lamed. Good number 2. Which Daf do we discuss? A shliach for a get in Eretz Yisrael getting sick and appointing a second shliach? That's on Daf Chavtas. Good number 3. Which of the one that just as Truma can be done with Omed estimation Umachshava, so too Truma's Meister can be done with Omed Umachshava? That's on Daf Lamed Av. Good number 4. Which Daf do we have a case of giving a get to be effective 1 hour before the husband's death and the Truma becoming forbidden immediately? That's on Daf Chavches. Good number 5. Which of the one if one lost produce set aside to separate Truma and Meiser for other produce, if he doesn't know when it was lost, he must be Choshesh, Ne'ez Le'ez. That's on Daf Lamed Av. Good number 6. Which Daf we have a case where Yisrael told the Levi, my father told me the Meiser of yours is in my possession, and we discuss whether the Levi must separate Truma's Meiser. That's on Daf Lamed. Good number 7. Which Daf do you discuss the power of the east wind? That's on Daf Lamed Av. Good number 8. Which Daf do we make regarding what is considered not immediate in finding a get? And Rabbi Nassen says it's enough time for a caravan to pass and set up camp. That's on Daf Chav Zayin. Good number 9. Which Daf do we have three opinions how one is able to lend money to a Kohen with the agreement to keep his Truma for himself as payment? That's on Daf Lamed. Good. And number 10, which Daf do you discuss what the halacha is regarding Brera in a case where one said to a sofa, write a get for whichever wife exits the doorway first? That's on Daf Chaf Hey. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is everybody. Everyone, Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.